It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
On this good day, Monday, September the 12th, 2011, you got to give before you get.
That's right.
It's a universal law. You got to give a little. It's that old song, you got to give a little. You must plant your seed.
You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
At Alice's restaurant.
That's right.
When you give to others, you find yourself blessed. The more you sow, the more you reap. The universal law, I guess, that I live by. You give back more than you have sown. I think you expect to get nothing, and you get what you need, and then some. I think that's what nature is all about. It's hard to sometimes wrap yourself around that because things seem to be so, and I'm the number one practitioner of this. You get clobbered by all of the realities of the day, and you can't possibly imagine that something good will come out of it. And September 11th is a perfect example of that. What good has come out of September 11th? Tons of good stuff.
Well,
tons
sure.
of good things have come out of September 11th. And I think that's the way to hold on to that. Speaking of good things, we have Dr. Pam Popper with us. We'll talk about the latest from the Wellness Center, but also we've got a little laughter at 10 after. The focus is the Charlie Sheen roast and things that Mr. Shatner and others said last night that I actually can repeat on the radio. And so we'll have a little laughter focused on that at 10 after, right after this.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Okay, so last night, Jennifer Horn is here, Richard Pham is here, it's 10 past the hour, and it's promised a little laughter before we get to Pam Popper. So the Charlie Sheen roast, which is set to air the night the 2.5 Men is first premiered.
Isn't
is that
a weird
this week
coincidence?
Or next
yeah,
week?
What a weird coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence. Okay, so there were some lines that came from this roast last night that actually are repeatable in mixed company.
Okay.
The first one came from Shatner. Most of the good ones came from Shatner. Seth MacFarlane was there, too. Shatner says, I'm 80, you're 46. How come we look like we went to high school together? And then Amy Schumer fires back to Shatner. Mr. Shatner, I've seen less bloated men fished out of rivers.
Oh, that's terrible.
Seth MacFarlane said, I read somewhere that Charlie made a prostitute cry, but I don't believe that's true. Charlie, I saw the scene where you got arrested in Wall Street. You can't even make yourself cry. Apparently, Seth MacFarlane made some reference to Mike Tyson and his battle versus Charlie Sheen and his battle. And he said, Tyson has beaten every opponent he's ever faced except the letter S.
Wow, winning.
Let's see here. Charlie, you're the black sheep of a family that produced 3 Mighty Duck movies.
Oops, winning.
It's amazing after all that damage you've done to your kidneys and liver, the only thing that you've had removed are your children.
Winning.
Kate Walsh from Private Practice said that. Let's see here. Jeffrey Ross said his nostrils are so filled with coke They could have been called the Hilton sisters.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
That's about all we can say, right? Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
I'm doing a quick edit here on the fly.
Even that was questionable.
Prudence here. At any rate, we have Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum. Just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Doctor... All right, Richie, that's it. Dr. Pam Popper is here. I don't know how she'd be with the Charlie Sheen jokes. I don't know you well enough to know.
She would keep up, Doug,
what your
I think.
Sense of humor is like. How is your?
I'm told I have a good one, and
really?
That I pretty much roll with the punches. You know, whatever's going on, I'm happy to jump in and participate and all that kind of stuff.
But would you come up with an original joke? Are you funny?
Tell you what we'll do after every nutritional tip or health. Informational piece that she gives us today. I'll just play
rim
a rim shot right after it. See if it makes it funny.
Yeah, funny-er.
Funny-er.
Pam Popper is the founder of the Wellness Forum. You can go to their website, wellnessforum.com, get all kinds of information. She's a doctor of nutrition. She has a doctor, a PhD, which I'm reminded often, not by my daughter, who also has one, that it was referenced when we were in college to piling it higher and deeper.
And that probably is about right.
That may be right. All right. So I was looking at something about bypass surgery, and there is a lot of information, frankly, and the Post suggests that we all find out the real truth about bypass surgery, the fact that it does not reduce the risk of dying from a heart attack.
That is correct.
What the heck does it do then?
Well, we do about 500,000 of these procedures a year. And
in our country, not at the Wellness Forum, but in our country.
Not at the Wellness Forum,
right,
but nationally here in the United States.
Right.
And about 3% of these operations may be medically necessary. In other words, if you get them to the hospital during a myocardial infarction, you can sometimes justify angioplasty or bypass surgery. But for when these procedures are elective, and by elective I mean you're capable of driving yourself to the hospital and scheduling a date in advance when you're going to have the procedure, they're useless. And the reason is because they address the hard, stable plaques near the heart, which are never the ones that rupture and kill you from a heart attack. It's the unstable plaques in the miles of arteries in the rest of your body that cause the problem. So we have this very expensive procedure. The cost of the surgery and follow-up care is close to $100,000. We do it 500,000 times a year in this country. Think about the cost. And it doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
That's not. There's the joke is on you then.
That's right.
I don't know if you saw this. I'm so excited about this. But on August 22nd, Newsweek's magazine's front page article, the one word that can save your life. That's the title of the article, and you open it up to the article, and it is no. And it's all about this, how these procedures are useless, and people are. At the end, one doctor just says it's really quite simple.
What about the blockage itself, Pam? There's a blockage there, which is restricting flow. You're saying that you shouldn't deal with that?
Well, what will happen if you change your diet? No. What I'm saying is the bypass doesn't effectively deal with the problem because that's not what's going to kill somebody.
That's where I'm confused because the way I understood it is once you have a blockage, a hardened artery, that you can't reverse that.
Well, what will happen is that through dietary change, if you adopt a plant-based diet, those arteries will start to open up again.
They've
become constricted because of damage to the endothelial tissue, which prevents the production or reduces the production of nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator. So those arteries, you're not going to get rid of the plaque that's there, but it's stable. It's not going to break off and cause a heart attack. Well, it very rarely does that. So what you really want to do is stabilize the soft, vulnerable plaques in the rest of the body, which takes about 2 weeks on a program of dietary excellence to do. And while that's going on, you stop assaulting the endothelial tissue, and those endothelial cells lining the blood vessels begin to produce nitric oxide, which opens up those arteries. So the lumen inside the artery becomes bigger, and the blood flow, starts to flow. And when you do that, you know, Dr. Esselstyn's website is heartattackproof.com. You really become heart attack proof once you've accomplished that and got the cholesterol down.
Can I be stupid for just 1 second?
Yeah, you can be yourself, Rich.
Yeah. Okay, not to belabor the point, but I'm still confused. So you cannot get rid of the blockage that is there, but you can open up everything else so that it's basically it doesn't matter.
Right, and that artery that has the plaque will open wider. So in other words, you can't really get rid of the blockage, but it's blockage would be inappropriate, because if it was truly blocked, you'd already be in cardiac arrest. But what you have is that plaque in the artery that is moving into the lumen and blocking the flow of blood.
And then
you've got further constriction because the endothelial cells aren't pumping out the nitric oxide.
Okay, so the artery gets bigger, so the blockage really doesn't matter.
Right, and you address, and the key is, you know, when you have cardiovascular disease, if you have coronary artery disease in one place, you've got it everywhere. So this idea of treating it as a really localized condition is so misdirected because, again, you've got these vulnerable plaques all over the body that aren't being addressed at all.
You have plaque. One of the things, if you're into supplements, I've found in studying is some of the oils, especially evening primrose oil is pretty good for dealing with some of this stuff. But if you brush your teeth and floss every night, because that's when this stuff goes into your system, the plaque that you have stuck between your teeth or that develops in your mouth is the stuff that Pam's talking about that plugs up your arteries.
Mm.
So it never gets there.
Not really.
No.
What causes the soft, vulnerable plaques that actually rupture is fat. Dietary fat and cholesterol.
How dare you argue with me?
So it's not just cereal?
I am going to argue with you on
it's
it.
It's not the Kashi cereal I have stuck in my teeth right now?
That's not what gets deposited in the arteries. It's all that fat and cholesterol.
So what about the plaque that comes into your body from the stuff, the plaque in your, when you go to the dentist to get you go have your teeth cleaned, he says, I'm going to get the plaque out of your teeth. That plaque does go into your system, and it goes someplace if you
don't
get it out.
That's not what really is causing the problem in terms of our discussion. Now, there's another issue associated with periodontal disease, which, it causes all kinds of problems, ranging from localized inflammation to inflammation that spreads throughout the body. So there are some good reasons for keeping your teeth and your gums in great shape. And we can have an interesting discussion about gums, because I had a very innovative procedure done on my mouth back in April, but that's for another show.
Well, let me try and draw these two conversations together again. What happens if I swallow gum?
If you swallow gum,
does it block up my arteries?
It's a bad idea. Yeah. It's not going to clog up your arteries. Yeah.
That's bad. That's
Does
good,
it really
Rich,
take 17 years to digest?
And you wonder who watched the gum for 17 years in somebody's system to figure that out, right?
Yeah, really.
That was the source of the song, Who Put the Bop in the Bop She Bop She Bop? Who was that man that liked to shave his hand? That's Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, wellnessforum.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupyandSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Paula Abdul.
I'm probably the only one of you that can identify this song right now. The promise of a new day.
Yeah, you are, yes. I mean, I would know it was her, and I would be able to pick up the title. But yeah, I do not remember this song.
Number one during this week in 1991.
I was irrelevant already by 1991?
Well, it's...
Is that what it was?
It's taking you, what, 20 years to figure that out?
No, I figured that out a long time ago, man.
Paula Abdul, Promise of a New Day, appropriate song for the day after September 11th, September 12th. Yes, there are many promises for new days, many ways of us sort of casting our fate to the wind, if you will. One of the things that we keep talking about September 11th in terms of New York City, this memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and what went on there this weekend. This is a town in southwestern Pennsylvania. We know about September 11th. Do you know that the September 11th memorial has come into a problem and it's $10 million dollars short on funds? So over the weekend, when the event took place, Bill Clinton made a pretty interesting gesture that has gotten a lot of attention. How many of you have heard? There was $52 million originally that was supposed to buy a couple of thousand acres of land, build the memorial there. But $10 million...
What does he need a couple of thousand acres for?
I haven't the slightest idea. This is preposterous. My point is a farmland.
They're going to build a theme park next door? I
mean. Well, who knows? So anyway, Bill Clinton said that he and John Boehner are going to do something about the fact that they're $10 million short. He was there for the dedication. He said, quote, "I told the Secretary of the Interior, the head of your development program, that I was aghast to find out we need to raise $10 million to finish this place. And Speaker Boehner and I have already volunteered to do a bipartisan event in Washington. Let's get this show on the road. Let's roll." You remember that?
Yeah, let's roll. Don't you find it funny that they're aghast that they need the $10 and not aghast that it cost $10 million? Yeah, $10 million.
Right. Who was the person? Our 2020 News Quiz question. Identify, please, the person who was originally supposed to have said, Let's Roll. He was one of the passengers resisting the hijackers on Flight 93. He's the guy who said what Bill Clinton repeated. What was his name? Do you remember? It's good for a nice, a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. Maybe some e-food. 800-510-8255. Or just the satisfaction that you remember his name. Be kind of cool.
I used to know it.
What was his
name?
I know that was on. That was what most people are saying to themselves now as they yell at the radio. Yes, I remember his name. But,
yeah, I got it.
Okay, what was his name? 800-510-8255. It became the battle cry that resonated with us in the days after September 11th. None, no matter who we were or where we were, none were able to escape those words, and they were so appropriate. There were about 4,000 people, by the way, on Saturday who went to that dedication. The United 757 hit the ground doing 504 miles an hour. Can you imagine? Upside down. Upside down at 504 miles an hour. And the reason it was upside down is because these guys on the plane had commandeered the plane. It was out of control, but you know they didn't do what they... The plane was set to turn around and come back and crash into the White House. That's what they wanted to do with it. So these guys got it. And they didn't know what else was going on, frankly.
Yeah, they did.
Did they at that point?
Yeah, at that point they knew that's the reason they took over the planes because they called one of them's mother and said
that was it. I remember now, Richie.
That they were using the planes as missiles.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix finally released an update that will let users of older Android devices stream movies on the go. The long-awaited update will support 80% of devices running Android versions 2.2 and 2.3. Unfortunately, the release still isn't compatible with older Android tablets. In other news, Microsoft is expected to show off the progress it's made in developing a new version of Windows for tablet computers. Microsoft knew that tablets would be the future of computing a decade ago, but still hasn't produced a popular device. The Windows 8 operating system could determine Microsoft's future success in the market. And finally, AT&T is fighting back in its battle with the Department of Justice over the proposed buyout of T-Mobile. The telecom company's formal response states that T-Mobile is such a weak competitor that absorbing it would do no harm to consumers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OpsGear.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Day time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we continue to make some shape out of what has happened this past weekend, maybe a little shape on what has happened over the past 10 years. I am interested in Shanksville. Rich asked some good questions, which I did a little research on, so that we would better inform those who had the same question that Rich had. If you're just joining us, Flight 93 Memorial, looking for $10 million more. And Bill Clinton made a gesture, which is pretty interesting, to come up with the Boehner, with some kind of a memorial tribute program. They could raise the $10 million. So, Rich said, why is it so big? It's a 2,000-acre national park that is aimed at the plane when it hit the ground. It didn't just hit the ground and go plunk. It hit the ground and it skid, the skid track, if you will,
right,
used up about 2,000 acres of land. So this park, the national park now, which will honor the 40 victims of what is considered by some people, I guess, to be the first battle in the war on terrorism. We fought back, in other words. The memorial was authorized by Congress, but not paid for. In part by the taxpayer.
But it wasn't a national park when it hit the ground. It was a farm or something, correct?
Of course.
Okay, so now they've made it a national park so that it will never be built on and it'll always be hollow ground.
Well, that isn't the reason for it. What they're trying to do is let the people who go to the memorial be able to walk from when the plane hit the ground
to where it came
to its final rest.
Right.
I said 584 miles an hour upside down.
Wow.
When it hit the ground.
Wow.
So this design focuses visitors on the event that took place. The walkway follows the flight path, Richie, of the airliner, the second that it hit the ground, and then the path as it winds its way to what now is the White Marble Memorial where the plane stopped. So on Friday, it was the first time it was open. There's a lot of area which has yet to be paved. There's not a, there's sort of a chain link fence around where it will be eventually the memorial building itself.
You know, and then think about it. There's probably no road to this place either. So I guess they probably had to build
a
road.
Yeah.
Okay, so weird question, but what happens to the guy's farm?
It's gone. He gets bought up and
the government just buys it up and sends him on his way.
Right. Well, maybe he buys another farm someplace else. Let's see if we can find out who owned it and what happened there. It's going to take 3 more years to finish this thing before it'll be completely done. There's a black wall that separates the public space from the private cemetery because they buried all the 40 people there. Mm-hmm. You knew that, right? As a matter of fact, the remains, there were only enough remains to put them in 3 caskets. So they put the 3 caskets in the ground there. That's all that was left. It really is horrible. So I know this part of Pennsylvania, but I haven't been to this place. So maybe it would be the next time I take a ride and go to a station. We got a couple of stations that are fairly nearby there. Go visit the station and then see. About 2,000 people a day are going to visit this area. So, yes, Rich, they had to make the roads bigger, better, more passable. And so National Park Foundation is where the money came from. Good God. Congress put up some $72 million is what this thing cost altogether. $30 million of it is private funding. The rest of it was from the taxpayer. They've built a big carillon with 40 bells in it, representing obviously the voices of those that were on the plane. So how many terrorists were on the plane? Anybody remember? Were there 7? 5? I've forgotten now how many.
On that plane, I don't know.
Plane, yeah. 5 sounds familiar to me. I'm not sure, though.
Because there are only 19 altogether, right?
Right.
Right.
They did everything.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of a sobering thought in itself. So, 7-year campaign, significant challenge. Bill Clinton says, okay, let's do more. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Do we have an identity of the person, Richie? How many people do we want to put on to work that over?
Let's go to Mount Vernon, Ohio, and Brenda.
Brenda is one of our favorites. I think, haven't I talked to you before, Brenda?
Yes, you have.
All right, so who is the person, what's the rendering on, who said, are you
Todd
guys
Beamer.
Ready? Todd Beamer is the man, you're right. Todd Beamer was the fellow who was overheard by a telephone operator because he left his cell phone on.
No, I'm just sitting here reading the story about it. He had tried to place a credit card call on one of those phones in the back of the seat. And got routed to a credit card center or a customer service rep.
So it wasn't the cell phone, it was the phone.
At GTE, right, at GTE. And who then passed him on to a supervisor, her name was Lisa Jefferson, and she was telling him, he was telling her what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then she said that he later told her that the plane's passengers were planning to jump the attackers and fly the plane into the ground before the hijackers could follow through with their plan. And she said the last thing that she heard him say was the Lord's Prayer, and then his last audible words were, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Total goosebumps.
Oh, yep. My God.
This is a pretty sad side. There are all kinds of sad sides of September 11th. This is really... I'm looking at some of the posts here now on this. This person says, is it really necessary to spend $72 million... for this, what could we be doing with it? $72 million, it might be better, especially in this reality. And I suppose there's something to that question. Why are we spending this kind of money honoring the deaths?
Wow.
Or something else?
I mean, hey, listen, you hate to sit there and nitpick a memorial for something like this or somebody like this, but you got to be $72 million. That's, come on now. Somebody's got to be.
Here's somebody named Waldo who writes after what we said. The police and firemen in New York are $10 billion in retirement benefits from September 11th. We ought to easily be able to cough up another $10 million for this. But then there are still questions about spending all this money. Why do we find it necessary? Why do we have to buy 3.4 square miles of land? Let's put this all into perspective. New York City, 16 acres. Flight 93, 2,200 acres. Gettysburg National Park, 5,900 acres. What's wrong with this picture? You know, there's something to be said for that question as well. However, we ask the questions, and sometimes you come up with the answers. There are so many of these stories, so many great stories about these people, the stories about how 9/11 changed us all. Maybe I'll spend a few minutes on that. I can't quite get my head out of this, so apologies for that. I don't think this is overcooked yet. I think we need to spend a little time on some of the angles that we took, anyway, on it. 800-510-8255. Okay, this is a message for men and women. Listen up, please. Often we have conversations on this program about prostates.
Somebody really? Really? You're going to go out of 9/11 conversation into a prostate commercial? I want to hear this.
I'm going to do that, Richie. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You're that good.
I don't know whether I'm that good or not, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay, let's hear it.
To get you from where you are that way. So that's a mess up of your mind, and the prostate is a mess up of your body. How's that? The master of fixing this is Master Prostate Formula. This is an incredible mix of 12 key ingredients that are shown to best promote healthy prostate function. And also, if you're tired of getting up all night long, this is the way you'll get restful sleep. It works. You take it every night before you go to bed, Master Prostate. And by the way, they're giving away free bottles, so you can prove to yourself with a free bottle of Master Prostate that this is how it works, and then you'll stay on it. That's their idea. They get you hooked on it, and then you'll go back and you'll buy some instead of getting a free bottle by calling 800-716-6520, 800-716-6520. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way to your home. Many words for Master Prostate. The best one is, it works. You have nothing to lose except those frequent trips to the bathroom and bad health. 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520 for a free bottle of Master Prostate. Every man listening who's Richie's age and older should be calling that number right now for his free bottle. The ladies will call more than the men will, interestingly enough. But no matter who calls, get it, get started. Try the free Master Prostate way into restful sleep and a healthy prostate. 800-716-6520.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Mark Baumgart and his family are Alzheimer's heroes.
My mother lived with Alzheimer's for 12 years before she died in 2006. That next year, my six siblings, my dad, my nieces, my nephews held the first Alzheimer's motorcycle run in our hometown of Freedom, Wisconsin, in honor of Mom. This year, we had 150 riders join us, including the families of Carl Greiner and Thoris Weinberg, who rode in honor of their loved ones.
Alzheimer's is a sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/ WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay-of-game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store or Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
All right, it's, where are we, about 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The man who predicted September 11th in a History Channel special called a prophet for being ready for the attacks. Richard Rescorla. Check him out, Richie.
Yeah.
R-E-S-C-O-R-L-A. Richard Rescorla. At the center of one of the greatest evacuations, 62-year-old U.S. Army colonel, focused on security at the World Trade Center for years. After 93, when the World Trade Center was bombed, he was working security, and he said, this is going to happen again, and it will be worse. He tried to help people understand how weak the security was, how much of a factor terrorism was and is. He insisted on holding yearly evacuation drills for the people that worked in the South Tower. And because of that, the people that worked, at least for Morgan Stanley, in that building were ready. And as a result of that, people that worked there followed his evacuation plan, two by two, down the flights of stairs. He prepared them. So apparently only 13 of the 2,500 employees who were there working for that company lost their lives. Mm-hmm. And they've all credited. Did you find this guy, Richie?
I did.
What do you think?
He died that day.
Yep.
Helping them get out.
Yeah, there was a special about him on TV over the weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty born in Britain.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Could he be one of the heroes of the day? Yes.
He was a Vietnam.
Yeah, he was from Vietnam.
Yeah.
How did September 11th change you, Roberta?
How did it change me?
You're the New Yorker.
I think it made me appreciate the city more. Mm. Made me love this city more.
Really?
Because of the way it bounced back and the resiliency of New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. That it won't beat us down. That we'll keep going. Mm. And I think it changed me. That I think it made people kinder to each other in a way. I mean, I've been a New Yorker all my life. I was a street reporter for many years. And I know my own feelings. I smile more at people. I try to be nicer to people. You know, you're not as self-absorbed as you once were. And everybody looks out for each other. I find I look out. You know, that whole thing, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think everybody kind of adheres to that. And, you know, I was a street reporter when New York was a horrible place. I mean, you took your life in your hands going out on the streets. It was just...
When we were kids, never go to New York.
Horrible reputation.
You can thank Giuliani and Bloomberg for it not being that way.
Right. Giuliani and Bloomberg. Bloomberg especially has... Giuliani made the police department what it is today and made...
he didn't really... Bratton made it what it is today. He just all the credit for it and got it.
Bratton. The police respected him, which they didn't do with Dinkins or Lindsay prior to that. But Bloomberg, you know, creating the public spaces and, you know, shutting down half the Times Square and making it into a public park, basically, and doing that all around the city really improved the city. Because when you have people outside and sitting outside, crime goes down because the people are using the city as their home rather than, you know, just a place to come and leave as fast as possible. So I think 9/11 just improved New York all around.
51 after on Good Day. We'll be right back.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from our voodoo guy. I don't know where that came from. From our movie person.
Movie voodoo man.
That's it, right. Chuck Curry is here. Mm-hmm. I noticed a number of good stories here about the movies that have come out as a result of this, Chucker. And also an interesting story from a person who was impacted by Gwyneth Paltrow. On September 11th, 2001, by the way, this is from a report entitled How Gwyneth Paltrow Saved My Life, Laura Lundstrom Clark explained the domino effect of a chance encounter with Gwyneth Paltrow. What happened, she writes, I'd gone to yoga class, and this is Paltrow talking with her. She was there in New York to promote the Venice Film Festival, and a movie that she was in, and she was on her way back to her apartment, and she was stopped at a light for some reason or another, and a girl was jaywalking across the street, and so Gwyneth Paltrow stopped her car, and the girl stopped and looked at Gwyneth Paltrow and recognized her and sort of became mesmerized by it, and so they waited for quite a long time. Well, what happened was this woman, Miss Clark, because of this encounter with Gwyneth Paltrow, missed the subway to her office in the Twin Towers. She had to wait 6 minutes for the next one, and that was enough time to keep her from going into the building and getting killed, which I thought was was a fascinating story.
Wow.
And she and Gwyneth Paltrow have become friends over this. They write and talk back and forth to each other. But isn't that an interesting story?
Imagine, there's got to be 1,000 of those stories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. All right, Cliff Robertson passed away over the weekend. What do we need to remember about him, Chucker?
Well, I think modern audiences would know him as Uncle Ben in the 3 Spider-Man films.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah. He never gave himself...
I sort of remember him. He played the villain in the Burt Reynolds movie Malone.
Yeah. He was not a good villain because he was too good-looking to be a good villain, but he did play some parts. He never gave himself the credit that I thought he deserved. He was a pretty good romantic lead.
And his career certainly lasted. I didn't realize he was 88.
Right. Okay, let me just, with you, I know you want to talk about Contagion. Why don't you do that? We'll talk about box office totals for the weekend. Then I want to go back to a couple of films from September 11th. So, Contagion, how did you like it?
Well, it was number one at the box office. It did $23.1 million in business. It's Steven Soderbergh's new pandemic movie about a super virus that wipes out millions of people worldwide. I thought it was an interesting watch, but the movie, for me, the big problem, had no real lead character to latch on to the viewer. A lot of big stars, Matt Damon, Lawrence Fishburne, Judd Law, and Kate Winslet, but there was no central lead. It was mostly superficial, meaning more style over substance. I think it's worth watching, but the film, in my opinion, could have been a lot better. No, it wasn't really emotionally pulling, and that's really not the angle they were looking for. It was almost like watching somewhat of an experimental film. I give it 2.5 out of 4 stars. It's a decent watch, but I thought it should have been a lot better.
All right, so in terms of other box office totals, that was number one. What else do you have in list?
The Help was number two, 8.6, $137 million in 5 weeks. That's a very profitable film for DreamWorks. As I stated last week, the budget on that movie was just $25 million. Warrior, a family drama set against the backdrop of mixed martial arts, got great reviews, but sadly the film bombed, just $5.6 million.
Wow.
That's a bad opening weekend. The Debt, number four, $4.9, $20 million in 2 weeks. And the action film Columbiana ran at the top five, $4 million, 29.7. Overall, box office was pretty weak.
It's been pretty weak all summer, hasn't it? Certainly in the last month or so. What's the best movie of the summer that you saw?
That's a good question. My two favorite films of the summer was J.J. Abrams' Super 8. I liked a lot. And Rise of the Planet Apes would be right up there. And also, I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan, but the last film I went to see, I thought it was very good. And I think it's got a good chance to be nominated for Best Picture. Made a lot of money. And it's a high-quality movie. It was really good.
All right, so the movies that came about as a result, there's some people that say The Dark Knight is the ultimate September 11th movie. You agree with that?
I don't know. No, I don't agree with that.
What about any of the movies that came about? Rain Over Me, Remember Me, some of these other movies that were a part of what came
well,
out.
Well, as I said, Friday, I think the best movie about the September 11th was United 93.
Yeah.
Paul Greengrass, who did the Bourne Identity movie. I believe it was nominated for Best Picture. That movie was a riveting, riveting watch.
It was.
It's one that I don't want to see one time and one time only.
I agree with you 100%. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.